Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am Duststorm, and I am sitting down with Andy Duduski, otherwise known as Bravo from 343, the newest community manager over there. Welcome to Pod Tackler, man.
Thank you, man. It's good to be back on the show. I'm excited. We just had a crazy E3.
We had a wonderful E3. It's been simply amazing. I had a wonderful time. It was so nice to meet everyone that I got to meet and see you guys again. It was really cool just to see the whole show. This was my first time at E3, all thanks to you guys.
So it was a good one? It was a good show for you?
Oh, it was a blast, man.
Good.
I've been telling friends it was probably the best week I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah?
It was hands down the best convention I've been to so far.
That's awesome. Yeah, it really was a great week. I mean, on top of everything, the announcements, the hype, the buzz, the weather was great. All in all, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I mean, the city of LA was really nice to be. The weather was perfect for E3. Sunny most of the time, a little overcast, but other than that, it was perfect.
Cool.
And everything I got to do and everything I got to see was just icing on the cake.
Awesome.
Again, thank you very much for helping me get there.
Oh, dude, we're just happy to have you there. I mean, that was a big push this year, not just for E3, but as we move forward and even beyond this year is, of course, to integrate community more and more into everything that we do. So to have like some of our community members join us, not only, for E3, because we knew this was going to be a really special one, but for events and being able to share and all the excitement is it's awesome. You know, that's why I do what I do.
Yeah. Let's talk about something that you announced this last week, shall we?
Hey, let's do it.
Let's do it. For everyone that's listening to this, you probably know already that for the Xbox media briefing, it was announced that the Halo Master Chief Collection will be coming out November of this year on Xbox One, which includes Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo 4. All four games for the one low price of $60.
Yeah, I mean, and Halo 2 Anniversary.
Yep.
And Halo Nightfall, the digital series, as well as, of course, access to the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta.
And all for the price point of $60. How did you guys manage to pull this off?
To be honest, so the price point is awesome. And we were so glad that we could, right after our announcement, that we were able to share that. I mean, Major Nelson went out on Twitter with messaging. I know in the green room, we had Bonnie also tweet that it was only $60. You know, I don't know how all the magic works behind the scenes with retail pricing and working with partners and all the business end of it. But I'm just really happy that we were able to get that $59.99 price point, because it's a collection that we're so excited about for so many reasons, many of the same reasons that all of you are excited. And to get it at that price point is just super exciting. So, just to think, hopefully everyone's going to pick up the game and we're going to have a lot of people playing Halo come November.
A lot of people. I think we're going to see resurgence of a lot of people come back. I know for us, we've already seen some really old Podtacular members all the way back in the Halo 2 days when we used to have clans start to make a comeback to the site. So I think that just shows how influential Halo has been to people, and the fact that you're bringing a lot of these older experiences back, and to have everything live enabled at 1080p, 60 frames per second on dedicated servers for every game is a huge upgrade, and it's going to be a massive seller, I think, come November of this year.
Yeah, it's really a combined effort. So many teams, not only across the studio, but across the world to get everything over to Xbox One. And it should be a good time. Like you said, people are coming out of the woodwork. I've received tweets from people with gamer tags that I like barely remember from the Halo 2 days. So it's just really exciting to see people get excited, not only about the games that they used to play and reliving those, but also just getting excited about Halo.
Yeah. You mentioned the fact that you had a bunch of different teams working on this. How many different teams that you had to get involved? What was the additional manpower that you had to get in order to even get this idea out the door for people to even get stuff done for all four games? I mean, Halo 3 and Halo 4, it's mostly just kind of a port with an updated graphics engine to support the 1080p dedicated server and that stuff. But doing a whole new remake for Halo 2 Anniversary and porting some of the Halo 1 and Halo CEA stuff, just how massive has this project been for you guys?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty big, and it's something dating back a really long time. This is something that the heads of the studio were thinking about when we bring Halo over to Xbox One, what we wanted to do. So this is something that predates actually even my joining the studio. But like you said, we've got a bunch of partners, test teams all around, a lot that Halo fans will be familiar with, Saber and Certain Affinity, to name a few that are working on this project. And it's really cool because we'll see different builds come in, right? You'll hear that Halo 1 campaign is now online and playable. You'll hear that Halo 2 Anniversary, those first builds, builds were coming in. So as these builds come in, it's just really exciting because you start to see all these puzzle pieces come together. And, you know, they're just these little different pieces. But of course, when you put them all together, it is this great big collection. It's really exciting. Even just coming back from E3, this was my first day back in the studio. And everyone's just so excited to be working on this collection. You know, when we look at, for example, still looking at like final tweaks to the map Ascension, everyone is just, I think, really happy not only to be making this game, but also, of course, to play it once it finally comes out. We can't wait to finish it just so we can play it.
Yeah, I bet. I know I'm going to be playing a ton out of it when it comes out. I'll be playing through the holiday. I'll be waiting for the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta to come out, and I'll be playing the heck out of that for the 4 weeks that that's going to be out, too. For those that don't know, the multiplayer beta is going to be accessible December 27th of this year. So you'll be able to get to play through New Year's and into the new year when Halo 5 Guardians comes out next fall. You touched on some of the other teams working on Halo 2. One of the things that you guys announced was that Blur is actually working on the cinematics for the Halo 2 remastered campaign with the new graphics and stuff. And they're also introducing a new prologue and epilogue to the story that's going to reveal some more details about Halo 5. Tell us a little bit about how you got that going for you, because Blur is very well known for some of the CGI cinematics, and we've already seen screenshots put out by you guys of some of the awesome stuff. I mean, we've seen Sergeant Johnson, we've seen the Prophet of Regret. I mean, these screenshots are just beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak too much to the partnership or the business angle of getting Blur to work on this stuff, but their work is absolutely incredible. Like you said, I'm sure a lot of people have seen these shots. When we first saw them, we I think legitimately thought that they were photographs. When you pull up whether it be the Sergeant Johnson shot, it's just great looking stuff. So I think people, if only, you know, that's like a single reason to replay through Halo 2 Anniversary Campaign. So just one more reason that we're excited about the project.
Yeah. Can you cut back and forth during the playback of the cinematics? I know there's a couple questions around that.
I think it's going to be so beautiful that you won't want to. No.
That's a good reason.
I'm actually not sure. I know you can actually snap back and forth, as you said, but during the campaign, it's really quick. It's even faster than Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary. If you've seen any of the campaign demos, it's really snappy, but I'm not sure if you'll be able to during the cutscenes themselves. I would assume no.
Cool. For the rest of the Halo 2 remastered, we have all the maps being reworked, and you have 6 completely redesigned maps, and one of which is including Ascension, which we actually got to see a live demo of during the Xbox media briefing, which was pretty cool. You were down there with Neighbor and Ghost and Dan Ayoub working some of that. How's it been to just kind of work on some of this and see all the pieces come together and see some of these maps that you're working on have this whole new look to it, but play the same as exactly you remembered it?
Oh, I mean, it's nuts. Being down at E3 especially, we arrived about 3 days early to do rehearsals and making sure that everyone is on their cues, and just that the whole press conference is a great show. And every time we came out during rehearsals, even though the Galen Center was an empty room, it's incredible to be on that screen announcing the 10-year anniversary of Halo 2 and this awesome product. I mean, Ghost, Neighbor, and myself were humbled and honored just to be part of this team and coming out on the stage and playing a game for everyone and letting everyone see what we've been working on for the first time. It was truly incredible. Something that I'll definitely never forget. Kind of hanging out backstage with all these different teams, right? With the Fable team, the Forza team, all announcing their products. It's just really exciting to be a part of, and the amount of excitement that we had backstage before we went out there, and then being able to come back to the green room to a flood of tweets and forum posts and everything. It's just been awesome. And like I said, it really is a privilege to be working on the Master Chief Collection.
That's pretty cool. What's kind of the ultimate goal from the whole Halo 2 anniversary project? I know multiplayer is a lot of focus for people because it's where a lot of people really got into the multiplayer experience for Halo, including MLG, but there's also the campaign side of it. So what's kind of been the overall goal for getting Halo 2 anniversary out there and getting the whole remastered solution put into the collection?
Yeah, I think the goal really is just to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of what Halo 2 means to everyone, to games, to online multiplayer, to Xbox, and of course to Halo fans, to celebrate how big that game was for this franchise, to celebrate the story of Master Chief, which is why we want to, you know, bring the entire collection and the entire Master Chief saga to Xbox One, to make sure that we're doing the multiplayer right. And to bring back not only the experiences that everyone remembers, but also bringing everything to Xbox One in a way that we're creating new experiences for everyone, whether it be through campaign and multiplayer, user-generated content, and beyond. I think it's really just to acknowledge that 10-year anniversary.
Nice. For Halo CE, it's likely that we're going to see a port, I think, from CE Anniversary for the campaign, right?
Yeah, so your anniversary experience from Halo Combat Evolved will absolutely be included in the campaign. Everything you remember about being able to switch back and forth and the upscaled graphics from CE, excuse me, not upscaled, but the remastered graphics from CE Anniversary is will be included in the campaign.
For the Halo mask specifically, are those going to be ported over from CE Anniversary, or are those going to be more pulled from the Halo game as people remembered it, or Halo PC? How is that going to transition over for the multiplayer side?
Oh, talking about multiplayer, yeah. So multiplayer is a port of all of the original Halo CE multiplayer, plus I believe it was 6 PC maps. Icefields and Timberland and all those will also be included in the collection. So all that original Halo Combat Evolved multiplayer coming to Xbox Live for the first time.
And that's pretty cool because we have people that I'm sure have played Halo on the Xbox but never played on the PC. So it's almost like an additional DLC pack in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, all those maps are definitely a bit larger, but if you do fancy big team games, that'll be, you know, the first time that a lot of people will be experiencing these maps, which, like you said, is a cool thing to think about.
Yeah. So for the PC side of things, are we also going to see the Halo 2 Vista maps as well? I believe it's District and Uplift that were PC exclusive.
Yeah, as Dan said on stage, we're bringing in everything over. So those PC maps will be included as well. Kind of the same deal with them. They're a little bit bigger maps, but definitely will be included in custom games, and we're also thinking about where they might fit for matchmaking.
That's awesome to hear, especially coming from PC originally. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some custom options for all the games, I'm sure. You also announced the Forge and Theater modes for Halo 2 Anniversary. Talk a little about what you're doing with those.
For Forge, for really the entire project is something I think we're waiting to share details on. Features like Forge and Theater and kind of, you know, user-generated content areas, I think is something that we'll be sharing more information on this summer as we get closer to the launch.
Cool. For some of the stuff that we have with the custom games and game types and maps and stuff, for Halo 3 and Halo 4, are we going to be able to pull those over from the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One, or are we going to have to start from scratch on all the custom games that have been created over the many years that those games have been out?
Yeah, that's something we're absolutely thinking about, both in the lineups that the games will launch with, as well as how we bring that content over and make it accessible. So much like Forge, file share and files and how they all work and what needs to be recreated, what is already done, I think is something that we're also not only still working on, because as we're, you know, obviously still in development, but something that once again we'll have the ability to share more on as those details get locked.
Alrighty. For the custom game options that are there, there's, of course, every game has its own set of custom games. Are you looking to universalize those in a way, or is every game going to still have its own set of game types that it originally shipped with?
Yeah, the thought right now is that each game, as you remember it, is how they're going to be offered. For example, you wouldn't have the option for things like equipment on any game type outside of Halo 3. Pretty much you'll drill down that way, and it's going to be each engine running the game exclusively. So if there was a custom option or game type available in Halo 3, for example, VIP, you'll be able to select that and tweak it in the same way that you had in a Halo 3 menu. Pretty much every engine, as you remember it, you're going to have those options and those game types.
For the emblems that are going to be in every game, I'm assuming the same thing is going to be there where it's kind of game specific to where those emblems are, or has that been universalized to where you can set one emblem and then it'll go across any game that you play?
Hey, you know, I haven't actually been able to toy with the emblems and stuff just yet. There's a large effort across the game, and it's a pretty incredible one, to universalize a great deal of the menus and really the entire experience. So I assume there is some unification going on there for the Spartan customization, but that's something that I'll have to wait to confirm.
Okay. What about control schemes? Because every game has had its own set of controls, and going from the original Xbox to the Xbox 360, you had the white and black translating to the bumpers. How's the control schemes being managed across all the games? Is that being universalized to your knowledge?
Yeah, I think Frank O'Connor might have spoken a little bit about it last week during E3, but there's a lot of really cool thinking that's been going on for quite a while around control schemes, because obviously, when you think about 5 separate games and 5 separate, that's an immediate question, right? How do we balance all these control schemes and create the most optimal set of options for players? And there is thought being done around universal control schemes. So if a player wants to just use a dedicated control scheme and use that throughout all the games, they will be able to. There's a lot of schemes that don't make sense across all 5 engines. Like you said, with how not only how controllers changed over the generations, but also how the games actually changed abilities, equipment, etc. So there will be universal options, but if you love your Halo 2 default scheme and in Halo 3 you want to play Bumper Jumper, those game-specific control schemes will be available in their corresponding games and engines. And I look forward, I'm working right now to figure out exactly when those will be locked and when we can share final control schemes. You know, you can expect those a little bit closer to launch.
So you mentioned five engines. How is that breaking down across four games?
Well, we've got so Halo 2 Anniversary is actually an engine that pulls from several different engines, and it does have a lot of Halo 4 in it, but it actually is running a separate fifth engine that's it's customized and greatly modified to replicate Halo 2 gameplay. So things like dual wielding, playable elites, etc., had to have some serious some modifications to allow for all that.
Nice. So with that, introducing kind of some of the Halo 4 elements in there, how is that going to affect things like glitches that people have kind of grown up with Halo 2, like the super bouncing Stairway to Heaven and those kind of things?
Yeah, so Halo 2 Anniversary is really going to be updated and modified for gameplay today, so you're not going to be able to find a lot of that stuff in Halo 2 Anniversary, but within Halo 2 Classic, the game will largely play as you remember it. And things like glitches and super bounces, of course, are things we're thinking about very strategically, and we know we need to be careful with, and how do they enhance gameplay, and all that good stuff. But Halo 2 Classic will largely be the game as you remember it.
Are you guys at all worried about the possible split between the community? Since there's a lot of people that really like Halo 2, a lot of people that like Halo 3, how are you guys planning on kind of morphing the playlist to better accommodate what everyone wants and preventing that split community happening?
Right. I mean, that's something we absolutely have to be mindful about. I think not only in the Master Chief Collection, but always when designing matchmaking experiences. And that's something that I've had the opportunity to work on in Halo 4. But I think the beauty of the Master Chief Collection is that people, we know that players are going to come for all different reasons. Someone might love Halo CE multiplayer. Someone may be just coming for Halo 2 Anniversary campaign. And I think we really want to embrace that. So allowing people to play those campaign experiences with friends, or allowing campaign playlists where you can jump around and replay Chief's story in different ways, or playing in cross-game playlists. So if you want to prove that you're the best Team Slayer player and you want to play in a Team Slayer playlist that has all those games in it, you can do that. And if you only want to play Halo 3 multiplayer, you can hop in the Halo 3 dedicated playlist. So rather than worry too much about splitting the player base, we're going to have, in essence, the goal is to have just the right amount of playlists that everyone is playing exactly what they want in a large player pool. And that certainly is a challenge, and we know we're going to have to do everything just right and also be very reactive with community feedback and looking at the data once the game launches. But I think that's something that we're embracing in terms of playlist offerings and also working with the community in terms of offering, deciding which playlists are multi-game, which games are included in this playlist, how many dedicated playlists do we need for these games. Something we're definitely thinking about, but rather than worrying about letting the community be split, I think we're going to encourage the people to play exactly what they want.
Cool. I think a lot of people are going to be very happy about that.
Yeah, we're excited about it too.
Nice. So the Master Chief Collection is going to include access to the Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta. It's really early on in its lifespan, though. A lot of betas come out like 3 months before the game. Why are you guys putting it so early in the development cycle for Halo 5?
Yeah, one thing we definitely want to do with the beta is get real feedback. And I think towards the end of, the last console generation and even this generation, a lot of betas that you see that come out are really just tech checks and making sure that servers and everything is in place. But with the Guardians beta, what we really wanted to do is get feedback on how the game is playing and also get community input from week to week. Like, we're going to have, obviously, a ton of new things to show with this game. So from week one to week two, you know, introducing new weapons, new maps, showing off new things that we've got going on in this game. So I think being able to have the beta coming out so early and being a true beta is something that we are definitely excited about.
Nice. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to have it during time off, because I'll be off probably Christmas break and a little while after that too. So it's perfect time for a beta, really. Everyone has the new console, they have the collection, like everyone's going to be playing this.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully everyone's going to be joining. So we hope it's a really good time that everyone's going to be able to play. And of course, provide us feedback on what they think.
Nice. For Nightfall, which is going to be the Ridley Scott production,
Yep.
Is that going to be something that is included on disc? Is that going to be something that is streamed over Xbox Live? Or is it actually going to be available at launch? Give us a little more details about the actual release, how we're going to be able to get that experience.
Yeah, I think we're still figuring out exactly delivery and waiting to share more details on that. But whether you get the disc version of Halo the Master Chief Collection or the digital version, I definitely wanted to clear that up, you will have access to Halo Nightfall. So that's going to be starting on the release date of the Master Chief Collection on November 11th, and that's going to be more episodes will be released as we approach Halo 5 Guardians beta. So that'll tell a little bit more about that story, the Halo 5 story, as we approach it. Like, as I said, we'll have more to share on exact delivery, but whether you do get the disc or the digital download, you'll be able to join in on that fun.
Very nice. And I'm sure we'll have a lot more details come out about that over the summer, pretty much.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's exciting. You know, as Bonnie said on stage, it's in production. So getting kind of images and videos from the set every so often is really cool, because, you know, I was super impressed with what we were able to do with Forward Unto Dawn, you know, seeing how everything was recreated. So I'm really excited to see more on Nightfall.
Yeah, Forward Unto Dawn was a great production, and you guys did a very good job with that. And I am looking forward to Nightfall and then the TV show that comes out next year, too. You guys have a lot of summer stuff planned up too. Here, you guys mentioned that you were going to be at RTX. You want to detail a little bit out what you're going to show off there or some of the other summer plans that you have?
Yeah, RTX is an event that, of course, we're always looking forward to each year, because everywhere you turn, it's just Halo fans left and right. So we did announce just last week, right after E3 concluded, that we are going to be at RTX, and we'll have more to share, not only for the entire community, but fans on site will have some really cool things and a little bit of a different booth experience. So I think we'll be able to give some more details on that, as well as kind of what we're up to for the rest of the summer. Right now, a lot of us are heads down. Like I said, today was my first day back, so working and getting these games out the door. But we, of course, will have a little bit of time on the road where hopefully we'll be able to have some more fun.
Nice. So thanks for taking the time to sit down with me, Bravo, and talk. Last question. What is your favorite map and game type combination across every Halo game?
Oh my goodness. It's tough. My first gut reaction is Chill Out Team Slayer. I also love anything on Lockout. I really love Narrow's game types from Halo 3. All of those jump out. But I mean, if you look at just the whole... Now you got me thinking about game types, man. Now I'm thinking about One Flag CTF on Zanzibar. And
Zanzibar's a good one.
Yeah, Single Bomb Assault on Ivory Tower. Hang 'em High, Team Slayer. There's a lot of good things, but I guess what I'm really excited about playing Chill Out 2v2 Team Slayer on Xbox Live.
Very cool.
What about you? Tell me about you. What's your favorite?
It's hard to say, because I got my start on the actual console side really late on. So I would have to say, from, I guess, when I really got into Halo, it was Halo 3. I actually really liked Ghost Town, believe it or not. Doing 6v6 on Ghost Town was a lot of fun.
Ghost Town, whenever I talk to Halo fans, Ghost Town pops up as a big favorite. And I mean, I think for good reason. The map it's super different, not only the way that it looks, the way that it plays, kind of the layout. I love the multi-level of it all, the kind of the look and feel. I think it's an awesome map, and I'm not at all surprised that people love it. It was definitely a chaotic map and a crazy map, but yeah, I think it's an awesome map too.
It's a lot of fun for Slayer and kind of one side objectives like Oddball.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. That's kind of the map that sticks out for me.
Yeah, I have hectic memories of running away from battles on that map. Just like crazy, absolute chaos, my head down, just trying to break around a corner.
Yeah, there's definitely some classic Halo 2 ones. Containment, I think, would be my all-time big team battle kind of ish map.
Yeah.
That one's an awesome map.
I mean, yeah, gosh, so many good big team maps. Think about Headlong. I mean, of course.
Terminal.
Terminal's another big favorite. A lot of people love Terminal. Something about that train.
Yeah, that train is amazing. There's so many fond memories from just the train.
It's so unforgiving, man. It just doesn't stop. Same speed limit every time.
That's what's so funny. And then there's a whole bunch of machinima just around the train, which is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, no. People love the train. But, yeah, I mean, and you think about, like, how many good big team maps there are, just Sidewinder, Blood Gulch, that's another cool thing we get to think about when we think about matchmaking playlists, is like, no matter what type of Halo you love, there's a really good chance that the Master Chief Collection has a whole bunch of it.
Definitely. Bravo, again, thank you for taking the time to sit down with me, talk about some Halo Master Chief Collection stuff, clarifying some questions. And again, thank you for the huge opportunity to go to E3 and helping craft one of the most wonderful and memorable experiences I've ever had.
Oh, dude, I am. First of all, I'm so glad to be on the show. You know, I love talking to you and all of your listeners. And I'm just glad that you had a good time, because we had a really good time. I hope that everyone, both at the event and at home, really liked what they heard. That's all that we can hope. And yeah, man, I'm glad that you're excited, because I'm excited too.
So guys, make sure you head on over to HaloWaypoint.com or Halo.xbox.com. Check Bravo out. He posts the news on a regular basis. He does the Halo Bulletin as well. And check out their Twitter and their new Instagram that they created for the E3 event. That was pretty cool to see some of the stuff you guys got to post.
Yeah, we got a lot of behind-the-scenes cool stuff from E3. So we're kind of thinking about Instagram as a way we can share kind of inside stuff as well as celebrate different fan art. So if you are an Instagram user, definitely check out the Halo page. We've got some cool stuff with different people from the team goofing off at E3.
Nice. So we will see you at RTX, right?
Yeah, I'll be there. We'll be on the floor as well as we'll have a panel as well. I think it's Saturday afternoon, so don't miss it.
Ooh, hopefully it's not during mine, because I have a panel too.
I hope it isn't. Otherwise, we're going to fight to the death. No, not really. Just kidding.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how that goes. Definitely check them out, guys. Thank you for listening. Make sure you check out podtacular.com.
Wait a minute. When is your panel?
My panel is 1:30 on Saturday.
All right. Well, hopefully I can come to your panel.
Nice.
Will you come to our panel?
Definitely. I wouldn't miss it.
All right.
Unless I have a panel.
All right.
So hopefully it's not during that time. If not, I'm sure we could talk to Barbara and work it out, because it was originally 4:00.
You got me all nervous now, man. I'm looking it up.
Okay,
going to the RTX panel. All right, when is your
1:30 on Saturday?
Which one is it?
The Art of Podcasting. Yep.
All right, I'm looking at the schedule now. We are noon to one. We are
perfect.
Good. We are noon awesome. To one. You can come hang out with 343. You get a half-hour lunch break, and at 1:30, you head over to Dustin's Art of Podcasting.
Very nice.
We're good.
This is a continuation of the panel I did last year. So we did a kind of basic introduction to podcasting last year, and this year we're going to talk about more of the technical side of things. So we'll talk about microphones, we'll talk about mixers, we'll talk about software, all that good stuff on this panel.
Hey, see? No worries, okay?
Good stuff, man.
Everyone can go to both.
Yay.
And I'll be at yours.
Awesome. So we'll see you at RTX. Hopefully we can get another podcast done. That'd be cool.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Again, thank you, Bravo, for coming on. I'm sure we'll see you very, very soon. And to all the listeners at home, thank you for tuning in and listening. And we will see you guys next time.
Cool. See ya.